now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
DOA. You know what? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming live everywhere over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock with you, and if there's something you'd like to hear on the Generation Annihilation show, you can give me a call, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Yes, get those requests in if you want to hear them. And we started off with two very old Vancouver tracks. We heard the Bludgeon Pigs start things off with them. Not too sure what became of all these members except for the drummer, Ron Reyes. He was playing in them at the time, and now he has his own band, Piggy, and they have a revamped lineup. He plays guitar in Piggy. Yeah, quite a multi-instrument guy. He played. He sang in Black Flag, then later played drums in the Bludgeon Pigs, this old Vancouver band. And, yeah, now he plays guitar in Piggy. So, yeah, there you go. Bludgeon Pigs. Early 80s Vancouver punk, and we followed with an act from the 70s, the Furies. This is the first Vancouver punk single ever, What Do You Want Me To Be? And yeah, the Furies playing outdoors, the Catalano Festival on West 4th Avenue next weekend. I won't be here, I'll be there, that's next Saturday, that'll be cool. And Piggy, Ron Reyes, revamped band, their third singer, are going to be playing. So yeah, we're going to get back into some more early Vancouver punk. We're going to hear a full length by an act called the Dish Rags, and it's going back to 1977 originally. Actually, this track is going back to 1979, but the Dish Rags formed in 1977, featuring Jade Blade on guitar and vocals, Dale Powers on bass, and Scout on drums. And 2014, and they finally released their first ever full length. It's got 24 tracks, some live, some in the studio, and we're going to hear a studio track. This was recorded in Seattle in the summer of 1979 by the Dish Rags. This is a song called Torment here on Generation Annihilation.
Timber Concerts and CITR present The Fresh and Onlys, with special guest The Shilohs, Friday, July 11th at the Electric Owl Social Club. It's an early show, with doors at 7 and the show at 8. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records and Zulu Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to thefreshandonlys.blogspot.ca. Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Bend Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jacks with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
Yeah, it should be a good party. The show's Generation Annihilation started things all off with the Dish Rags classic track going back to 1979. Tormented is the track by them. And, like I said, this is on a new release called 3 Full-Length Vinyl Release, and it's on Supreme Echo Records, limited to 550 copies, and there still might be some around town, if you're lucky. Followed with White Lung from their latest, an upcoming release called Deep Fantasy. Track we heard is called Face Down. And the latest from Arctic Flowers on Deranged Records, the release is called Weaver. The name of the track is Dirges Dwell. And we ended things off with Susie and the Banshees, Once Upon a Time Singles Collection. The name of the track is called Love in a Void. And you can't tell me that that song is not punk. Yeah, Susie and the Banshees aren't considered punk anymore, but back in 1979 when this song was recorded, it was considered punk. And it sure sounds punk to me, definitely. Going to get back into the show right now. Going to get into the latest release by New Jersey's Nightbirds. It's called Born to Die in Suburbia. We're going to hear a track called Domestic Disputes here on Generation Annihilation. We'll be right back.
somewhere down on the beach and in the record store. So let us teach you where and beat you up with the sound you've heard somewhere before. Lost out, who cares? Replay, we're there. Teenage is gone. Shut up, move on. Too bad it's up too late. She had a date with the parents of the new wave. So long, made up, good song. Like static, they contribute to the habit that's applied by the neighborhood grad. You find him hiding on the freeway driving drunk when they caught him and he told where we're at. Break in, hands up, shotgun, sawed off. New wave, soon dead, blew off their heads. Too bad it's up too late. She had a date with the fears of the new wave. Just pay attention, radiation comes attention full of viewers in the rock and roll game. They took the pills and the thrills, gave Judy the chill, they knew she'd have to hang. Don't break, you'll pay, goodbye, okay. Wipe out, bomb blast, new wave won't last.
FM in Vancouver. Rust.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can.
Oh, they never lie. How can this fall my code? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone. One cell thing, hardly knows it's alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your current life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone.
Going back to 1981, Frontier Records, the first Adolescence record, classic track, Amoeba. And before that, we heard the latest from Shattered Faith, a classic act from Orange County who are back together. We heard a track called Suburban Boredom, and this is on a brand new 7-inch record release on Hostage Records. And before that in the sets, we heard Smogtown, classic track from the Führers of the New Wave release. We heard the title track. I really liked Smogtown back then. That's going back to the late 90s by Smogtown. Yeah, they got back together. They kept breaking up and getting back together, and they put out a record about 4 years ago, and I didn't think it was that good. Maybe I just didn't listen to it enough or something. I don't know. Whatever. What else do we hear in this set? We heard a band before Smogtown. We heard the Nightbirds from the Born to Die in Suburbia release on Grave Mistake Records. Now, that band sounds like they could be from California, but no, they're from New Jersey. And we heard a track called Domestic Dispute. So there you go. Four tracks of Southern California-style beach punk, for lack of a better word. All right, back into the sets. This is the latest from Kruvy Rookers out of Edmonton, from the split with the Mirrors. Their split side of the Mirrors 7-inch with Car 87. This is a track called Sit On It. Here we go. We'll be right back.
This year's Girls Rock Camp Showcase takes place Saturday, July 12th at the Rio Theater at 1 p.m. It will feature 8 new bands of 8 to 17-year-old girls that formed and wrote original songs at a 5-day summer camp. Girls Rock Camp is a social profit organization that works to build self-esteem in female-identified youth through music creation and performance. Tickets are $10 at Audiopile and at Red Cat Records or online at girlsrockcampvancouver.ca. This could be the funniest, cutest, and weirdest show you'll see all year.
You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
And in that last set, we started things all off with the Croovy Rookers from their side of the split with Locals Car 87. The name of the release is called Mirrors. Check it out. It's really cool. Croovy Rookers from Edmonton, Alberta. And they've been going a few years. And we followed with another act from Edmonton, Alberta as well. I'm told they're still going. They're called Hit and Run. Name of the release was called Don't Fuck With Me. And the name of the track was called Hell. And we follow with an act called Sanity Assassins, and I believe these guys were from Hartford, Connecticut, and yeah, I'm not sure how much stuff they had out, but yeah, they were around in the later part of the 80s, 87 to 1990, I think, and this is a split with Paradox UK. It's a split CD on Step One Music. Yeah, and we followed with APA, Adolf and the Piss Artist. This is a release going back to 1999. It's on GMM Records out of Atlanta, Georgia, where Adolf and the Piss Artist are from. And we heard a song called Terminators, and that song's about how poor the American healthcare system is. Yeah, a lot of poor standards of living down there. I sure wouldn't want to be in Detroit right now with no water in the middle of the summer. Yeah, that'd be pretty rough. So we got about another 15 minutes to go in the show, and this is the latest from Locals Infect Propaganda. Here we go.
Why not? Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Start things off with Infect Propaganda, a new release. It's called From Downfall to Extinction, two new tracks, Wrath of Disposal is the name of the track, and we've followed with Conform from the Conform and Die CD release on No Just Cause Records. We heard a track called War is Sorrow, and we follow with Occult SS from the Teeth in the Dark release. It's on Rust and Machine Records out of Seattle, Washington, where Occult SS are from. Heard a track called Brainwashed, and we followed off with England's Doom, a crust act who have been going since 1986-87, and we heard them doing a cover of War Machine, originally done by a Swedish act called Anti-Sect. So, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Few shows going on around town. Lana Lou's tonight, an all-ages gig with Shit from Toronto, and The Brass and Oaf. That'll be a cool show. And then afterwards, actually probably going on about the same time, but it'll be still going on afterwards over at Funky Winker Beans. We got the Goalers, Old Derelicts, Legion of Goons, and some others. So yeah, that'll be a cool one as well. So yeah, I hope you like what you heard today. If you'd like to check out Generation Annihilation online, check out our playlists and podcasts at www.generationannihilation.com. And you can also like us on Facebook. Yeah. So yeah, we got Power Chord coming up next. We're going to leave you with an act, a track from the new record. It's called 15 by Corrosion of Conformity. These guys originally started out as a kind of a sludgy sounding hardcore band, but they became a stoner rock band for the many years. But now they're back to the 1986-1987 lineup, three-piece. And I saw them in 1987. They were four-piece then. But yeah, I didn't really pay attention to them much after that. And we're going to hear a brand new track from an upcoming record. It's called 15, as I said, by Corrosion of Conformity. They'll be playing here September 1st. They'll be playing with Blast, and that'll be awesome. I've never seen Blast before. Yeah, talk about a real blast from the past. Two acts that were around and popular in the hardcore scene, 86, 87. Yeah, okay, so I hope you enjoy the show. Power Chord up next. This is Corrosion Conformity with a track called The Nectar. Here we go.
Yeah. We'll be right back.